Good morning and welcome to the MV Pro call. Today is June 27th and oh my gosh, so the year is like almost halfway over, and I think I said that last week too, but it still seems to be flying by. It's crazy. But anyways, I want to welcome everybody and I want to say thank you to everybody that is joining on live. We've got a couple new people, newer, and then I also want to thank everybody that goes ahead and takes time out of their day to jump on later and listen to the pre-recorded on, is it iTunes that it, I don't know, it changed name. So, but listening to the pre-recorded, I really do appreciate that also, because as long as you're joining us any way you can, that's great. Of course, we love hearing live feedback. And especially today, I'm excited to hear the feedback on our topic. First, I do want to start off by inviting Danny, or saying hi to Danny. This is, I think, his first time on the call. And Danny is our sales and service support that we hired for a company on Long Island, happened to be working with them last week and this week. And I'm very excited to have him on board. He is, I'm just amazed at how much he is catching on to terminology and how he's just excited to educate himself and learn about the industry. And so welcome, Danny. I appreciate you, and I think you're doing an amazing job.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Jen. I really appreciate it. I'm learning so much from someone so experienced like yourself nationwide, so I'm so privileged to be in the situation I'm in. So thank you as well.
You're welcome. So, okay, I want to start off also, is there anything that anybody learned last week that they want to share, anything that they have questions about that they want to ask everybody on the call for recommendations, anything that anybody has?
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
So I recently found out that arsenic 3 is neutral, which is why an RO cannot remove it or reduce it. And arsenic 5 is negative. So my question is, then what actually do we do to filter out arsenic 5 on the arsenic filter? I have no idea what's in the arsenic filter.
So in what I have learned, and, you know, Kelly's more of the technical than I am, but so cation exchange, like you have your, I'm sorry, anion exchange. You have your cation exchange, which is what's inside your resin tanks, you know, for water softening to remove the positive, which is, you know, your calcium, your iron, magnesium, things like that. So that's where you have your cation in there. Anion is what attracts the negative. And so when you have like a whole house arsenic removal, you have the anion, and that's what will take that out. I personally, and again, Kelly is more of the technical. This is the first time I've ever heard about the neutral and the negative. So
on some UQA article last week.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, well,
UQA,
I'm
like,
not up to date on my I'm reading my articles. I'm a little behind.
It was one that popped up or something. I'll have to go back and look for it because it was one day last week, and I'm like, huh. That makes sense as to why it needs to be treated differently, but and why it's more difficult because it's neutral. I'll see if I can find that article and forward it to you.
That would be great. And now I'm really wishing that Kelly was on the call today because, again, he knows the answers to those to some of those questions a lot better than I do. So does anybody else have any thoughts or any does anybody else have a better answer than I do? Okay. I'm sorry, Stacey, I think I cut you off.
We can use it for a future topic or something.
I would love that, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to set him on that for next week. So that's next week's topic. Yeah, I'm already planning it for him. Oh, anybody else have any questions or anything they'd like to add?
Oh, nope, not for me.
Oh, okay, awesome. So the topic that I have for today is virtual sales appointments versus the our traditional, what we do. We go into the home and we will test the water and we, you know, do a plumbing assessment. And then we also, you know, we give our recommendations. Hopefully we're able to do some sort of demonstrations, whether it's the soap flask, the tea demonstration, things like that. That's what our traditional sales call is. But we're working with this company on Long Island, and one of the first days that I was here, they said something about the sales guy. He had a FaceTime appointment. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then I heard a couple of times that, well, you know, he had a FaceTime appointment. And I was like borderline appalled. How can somebody do a virtual appointment? I just don't get it. I don't understand. Why would you want to do a virtual appointment? But then I started kind of, well, one of the things that made me realize that a virtual appointment wouldn't be so horrible is traffic out here is unbelievable. It really is. There are certain times of the day that you are just gridlocked. And you know, I guess I compare it to, I'm here in New York, but I compare it to like Chicago and Los Angeles and, you know, areas in Texas. And it's just like, you know, the other thing was they would give a time slot. And, you know, I've talked about how if you have a 10 o'clock appointment, then you need to be there at 10 o'clock. If you're going to be there at 10:03, you need to call up and you need to say, you know, hey, I'm going to be 3 minutes late. But here they give time slots. And it's like, he'll be there between 10 and 11 o'clock or 10 and 10:30. And that also, I was borderline appalled. It's like, no, you show up when you say you're going to be there. But when you get in traffic here, it's kind of like all of a sudden, you know, you may look like you're doing really good. And then all of a sudden traffic stops for no reason. And you're stuck there for an extra 20 minutes. So anyways, as I was, you know, thinking a little bit more about the virtual sales part of it, and I started talking to a few of my friends, and as you guys know, I always go on to Facebook, but there were also a few other friends that I talked to and asked them what their thoughts were. And some people loved it, some people hated it, but one person had pointed out, they're like, look at your doctor visits. You know, we always consider ourselves professionals, and we always look at the fact that I like to have myself up there as a doctor professional. And doctor's appointments, they're doing, my daughter lives in Los Angeles and she is still able to every 2 to 3 months see her doctor virtually over a FaceTime type of situation. Airbnb, I had to call customer service and then they went ahead and they sent me a link asking me to leave a video of how I thought their customer service, the call that I had, was. It was video, and I was able to type, but they gave me the option to leave a video. Job interviews, there's a lot of job interviews and meetings and real estate. They do virtual walkthroughs of the home with real estate. Classes, college classes, our Motive Vitality classes, we do those via WebEx. And so once I really started thinking about it, I was like, wow, maybe this is kind of a wave of the future. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about how this would go, how a virtual call would go. And then I want to get everybody's thoughts on it because I'm still on the fence. And there's going to be positive and there's going to be negative. And disagreement is not disrespect. We've never had anybody argue on this call, so I don't think I have to say that. But I do appreciate everybody's feedback. So, you know, for one, like I said, for one disqualifier for sure is that you can't do this when you're on well water, problem water, whatever you want to call it. This would have to be someplace that is municipal water, that you're familiar with the water makeup, the neighborhoods, things like that. So that's a definite what you would have to do, because you can't really ask the homeowner to test their own water for you. But then you also, you don't have the drive time, or older generation. That was what I was going to say. Like older generation, people who aren't real familiar with the FaceTime or things like that, you probably wouldn't be able to do it with them also. But some of the positives is you don't have that drive time, and you can actually get more done in a day. Corey, the other day you had 5 appointments, and I know quite a bit of those 5 appointments were drive time, and that's a lot. Now, and I'm not saying that, you know, you should be doing 7 or 8 appointments since you're not going to have drive time, but I guess what I'm thinking is it's a lot less windshield time. So the way it would work, you go ahead and you set up the call. And this would be one of those that, you know, you want to try to be on time for this one. If you say 10 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock. But then you'd go ahead, get on the phone, ask all the qualifying questions, you know, and that we already do. How did you hear about us? What issues are you having? Do you have a current system? All the questions that we ask in the beginning. And then do the plumbing assessment virtually. And just guide them and say, okay, can you, you know, let me tell you where the water comes in, and let's go ahead and let's follow through, just similar to what you would. And at the same time, you're educating the customer, because they might not know where their main shutoff is. And as you're walking them through it, you can kind of point that out to them. So you do the virtual plumbing assessment, and then ask more questions, and then give them their options. Now, it doesn't give the opportunity for demonstrations unless you happen to have water that is similar makeup, and you can go ahead and do demonstrations right there wherever you're at. And so I guess it would kind of be how the appointment would go. Somebody was saying that they thought it was a really good idea, because some people are in the age where, especially some of the younger generation, they want as little contact with people as possible. So, and I say that, but the girl that had said this to me was somebody I graduated with. She's like, I work all day with people. When I go home, I don't want anybody in my house. And so she says, I think that it's genius. I love it. You know, and it also, it makes people think that you are more advanced in technology. You know, nowadays, some of us are selling equipment that we're linking to an app on our phone that tells us, you know, when it's regenerating, when it's low on salt and things like that. I mean, who would ever thought 30, 40 years ago that that's what we were going to be doing, is looking at our phone and turning our lights on and off with our phone, or by just going ahead and talking to a box on the wall and saying, turn down my radio, or add this to my shopping list. So people are kind of thinking maybe this is, we're a little bit uppity on the technology. So, so I want to hear your thoughts. What are the positives? What are the negatives to this? Because I do have my negatives, my pros and my cons, but I want to hear what everybody else has to say.
Hi, it's Stacey.
Hi.
For anyone that already has equipment, they know what, you know, they know they need it. And the basics of them were either replacing old equipment or they're moving into a new house. They had it pre-plumbed. They know they want equipment. You know, that's a quick, effective way to go over, and it's more personable than doing it just over the phone.
Right.
I mean, if somebody knows nothing, it may not be the best thing. And, of course, not on well water at all, but.
Right, right. Yeah, unless you're replacing existing equipment, water hasn't, you know, changed much. I can kind of see that. What are the other, well, who else has thoughts on this? Corey, what are your thoughts? I know I'm totally...
So I do a lot of stuff over the phone right now, just because my territory at the moment is so large, you know, I don't want to drive 2.5 hours sometimes if it's just replacing a very, you know, something they already have in the home. Yesterday, I had a phone conversation with someone who currently has a whole home filter and a reverse osmosis and said, you know what, let's just do this over the phone. I just want information. I'm going to get it. Let's just get it done over the phone. And so no contract was signed or anything yet. But, I mean, I think that's kind of the way of the future is if we don't have to go out there as much, it'd
right.
be a lot
it's
easier
like,
for a lot of people.
Right. And that was something else that somebody said was it's respecting my time because I might only have a half hour as a consumer. You know, I might only have a half hour that, you know, in between doing this and that. And, you know, it just seems easier for them. And you know, then having somebody come in, because sometimes you do get side conversation and, you know, so some people say they love it. Danny, you had made a comment. Danny used to work with a plastic surgeon, and you had said that he did some of the telephone, the virtual conversations. What was him being a doctor, what were his thoughts?
So for this doctor, he's one of the top plastic surgeons in the U.S., so his schedule is very busy. He's scheduling patients with consultations and appointments every 15 minutes throughout every day, Monday through Saturday. So every 15 minutes, he's seeing a new consult, and he's trying to convert them. And a plastic surgery consultation can be anywhere between a $10,000 to $20,000 conversion per lead. So for him, he gets clients coming in, flying in to have his services done. So if they don't live in the immediate area of him and they can't meet him in his office for a consultation, he doesn't consider them a qualified lead. Because if people are willing to fly to him and spend the same amount of money as someone who lives 5 miles away, he doesn't consider them a qualified lead.
If they're going to take the investment in meeting him and scheduling a time to meet him and they
live close to the office, he considers that a qualified lead. Now, if they're outside the office and not in a
close enough range where they can travel to him, he does offer a virtual consultation
because he understands that there are other people in outside markets
who may not be in the most closest range to the office to meet him in person, but may have the capital
and the funds to consider a procedure with him and travel out to him when it comes to that decision. So he always made it stressed upon us that
even though that they're around the
corner from us, if they don't take the time in themselves and investing into themselves and coming out to meet me,
they're probably not the best lead for me to
waste 15 minutes on when I could do a 15-minute phone consultation with someone who's much more serious and will take the time to travel out there.
Okay. So you had cut out a little bit in and there, but I think what Danny was saying was that if it was somebody that was close, but they weren't willing to travel over to the doctor, even though, I mean, I'd be good with $15,000 to $20,000 sales. I'd travel.
Right.
I would go to their home for that. But you know, if I was a surgeon, but no. But what Danny was saying is that if they're closer, but they're not willing to travel over to this doctor, then he didn't see it to be a qualified lead because if they really wanted it, then they would go ahead and travel. And I can kind of see that on the flip side of us talking to a homeowner and saying, well, you know, we can go ahead and do this a virtual sales appointment. I think it would have to be an option given to them as an option. Do you prefer to have somebody come out to your home, or we do offer virtual appointments? I think that some people would jump on it. Now, does anybody else have any thoughts? I have a couple of negatives that I kind of see, but I really would love to hear what other people's thoughts or questions are on this. So what I was thinking for the negative, I mean, obviously, you know, the well water, you want to test water. You also, you want to make sure that you are and I'm just rolling these off the top of my head, so they're not really in any particular order, but I think that you lose that connection. There have been so many homes that I've walked into where at first somebody's a little bit standoffish, but then after a couple of minutes that you're just kind of chit-chatting and you happen to maybe see a picture on a wall of grandchildren, or you happen to notice that they have a Harley in the garage or something down in the basement, and you strike up conversation, then all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're best buds. You're like, Corey had an appointment last night where he did his appointment on the tailgate of a truck. So, you know, I think that you'll lose that connection if you are doing it virtually. And this is probably the old lady talking in me, and, you know, the way that I talk to my millennial kids and saying that nowadays everything is just so impersonable, where you're just, you don't get that face-to-face contact as much anymore. And I personally think that it's really important. You know, somebody else mentioned it would be a lot easier to cancel. You know, if you have somebody driving out to your house, then you feel really kind of obligated to allow them to be there and allow them in the house. Not that everybody does, but there's still a lot of no-shows. But, you know, it's so much easier to just not answer the phone and, oh, well, you know, I must have been in a bad spot in the house, or, you know, we had a bad connection or something like that. But, you know, I can kind of see where that would be a lot easier for them to cancel. Again, it'd be really difficult to do the soap demonstrations and the, you know, things like that. Or one of the things that I say when we go into the home is that you need to play detective, be an Inspector Gadget. And what you need to look around for, you know, do they have bottled water over in the garage or on the floor in the kitchen? Or, you know, how do you know if somebody else has been there, if they've got other clothes? And usually you know that because they leave the brochures sitting on the counter. they don't pick them up. Sometimes I think they want us to know that they've had somebody else out. So I think it's a little bit, it's difficult to pick up on those types of things. And, you know, you just don't see as much. Any other thoughts? I mean, Laura, you're newer to the industry. What would your thoughts be if somebody came to your home to sell you water, or, you know, gave you the option of doing a virtual call to sell you water treatment or doing the in-home?
You're asking me?
Yes.
So I have come from an industry that was doing in-home sales, and they switched to doing mostly virtual sales. So in the beginning, it was hard to get used to that, because there's so many things, like you're mentioning, that you get from an in-home visit compared to virtually over the phone. Also, you don't get to read their face and all these other things, but if someone's interested, you can still sell virtually.
Right, definitely.
So my background was insurance sales, and it really, in the past 10 years, all switched to virtual instead of sitting down with someone in their home. And at first it was just slowly, but then it just became that was pretty much all you ever did was sell virtually. So either someone calls you. And the biggest part of it on the other side, the customers, is that they still don't have the time to sit down with someone in their house. They would rather take a phone call or a visual, you know, doing it through your screens, rather than having you come to see them. And I get it, with your industry, you got to test the water. But I don't know how it is, if people already have their mindset and this is what they want to get, they actually, I don't know if they need to still get their water tested or not, but I know with my mom, she wanted her water changed, and she just did it. She found a way online and did it, and, you know, she didn't even have to deal with anyone.
Right.
So I totally get the conversation, and I understand it, but and it was a hard change for most insurance agents to switch to this virtual part.
Right.
But on the other hand, you also get more appointments.
Right.
Way more.
Definitely. It gives you more time to do other things. And, you know, it goes back to, like I said, the traffic thing. Like a gentleman I was talking to yesterday, he said that on the island here that if it's a Thursday or Friday, forget it. If you have an evening appointment, it's going to take you what normally takes you 30 minutes. It's going to take you probably a good hour and a half to get to that appointment. So, you know, to combat that, if you're doing sales appointments, you just choose that side of the island, you know, Hamptons, things like that. If you know Thursdays and Fridays are busy drive times, then you just set appointments at different times of the day. You know, and a part of me wonders if some people, they're to a point because we've had all those pushy, the Kirby vacuum cleaners, the Tin Men, the you know, we have, unfortunately, in our industry, we do have the companies that will come in and they do a three-hour presentation and very high-pressure sales. And, you know, part of me wonders if people do prefer the virtual because they've had those hardcore, high-pressure salespeople in their home, and they don't want to deal with it, which could be part of the reason more that why your mom was like, I just don't want to deal with that. I'm just going to go online. I'm going to buy. And maybe that's another topic for another day is, why are people going to online? And I think we have had that topic, but, you know, I think that the high pressure has hurt a lot of our industry. But okay, any final thoughts on any of this? Any final comments? Okay, so again, this is, you know, disagreement is not disrespect. I think that this was an excellent conversation that we had. I love hearing everybody's viewpoints, and I just, I appreciate everybody jumping on. And so if anybody needs anything, give me a shout in between. If not, we will talk to you next week at 8:30 Eastern time. Everybody take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.